This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AbsFam. ABSFAM.com for the coolest hockey shirts you can find anywhere online. Shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, hats, it's all there. It's all good. You should check them out. Today, we're talking waivers, and in particular, we're talking Chris Wagner, who was picked up on waivers by the Colorado Avalanche. He is a hitting machine with good discipline and an ability to put guys bigger than him on their butts. All these things are good. All these things should solidify our third and fourth line. But to get more information on it, we called up our good friend Kevin Goff. And our question to Kevin is pretty simple. Why waivers? Why now? Why Wagner?
Well, waivers is a good option because you don't have to give anything up in order to get them. You just put in a claim, and if nobody else ahead of you gets to put in a claim, and considering where the Avs stand and who currently sit in the standings, there aren't very many people in front of them. So it's a pretty low risk, high reward possibility. You just grab a guy who was on his way to the minors anyway, and see if you can get him into the lineup. Why now? I think it's just kind of been pretty obvious that Ben Street is not really going to be the best fit for that type of fourth line position. He's had a good season as far as the minors are concerned, but there's been more than a few instances where he's just looked really out of place in the NHL and just not there physically, maybe not mentally either. And Wagner's been up and playing pretty decently with the Ducks. He hasn't scored, but that's not really his role for the team. And won't be necessarily be here either. And he's a good depth guy. He's young. He plays with a lot of energy, and I think it's a pretty solid move to solidify some of the forward depth that the team is needing now that there's some injuries.
And I mean, maybe that has something to do with Alex Tanguay, but he's a left wing, and this is a right wing, I believe.
He's a center, I believe.
Is he? Okay.
Yep.
Either way, I mean, if it was a dating site, I feel like this fits Patrick Waugh's profile. The guy's 6 foot plus, I think, and young, a lot of energy. I think what I was seeing from the tweets from the team he's coming from is that he's one of those hard workers. He's a guy who shows up every single night, and while he might not be the best skill guy out there, he's definitely going to give you the same effort every night.
Absolutely. I kind of liken him, just from what I've seen and what I've read, I liken him a lot to Dan Hynote because he wasn't a huge guy. Wagner is 6 feet, 195, so he's not going to wow you with his size. But the thing that he and both Hynote have in spades is the spunk and the tenacity that goes along with it. You don't expect guys those size to come in and hit you the way that they can. And there's more than a few really impressive hits from Wagner available online. I watched one where he absolutely levels Milan Lucic, which should immediately endear him to everybody in the hockey world.
Already. I'm going to write.
Yeah. Yeah, I will send you the link. You can include that in the notes for the show if you like. And he's going to come in there. He's going to bang bodies. He's the type that helps on a good forecheck because he's the type who just, if you turn your back on him and don't think you're going to see him, then he's going to be on top of you suddenly. And the underrated part of one of the underrated things is he's very solid on faceoffs. He's a 53% faceoff guy right now. So that I think would almost make him the top faceoff guy on the team, or pretty close anyways.
So that's a lot right there. But I always wonder when these things happen, who isn't getting the call from the AHL because a guy like this gets picked up on waivers. Who's the guy? Is it Ben Street, or is there another guy that we're just kind of not going with right now because this is a better deal and he's not going to get a chance?
Well, Ben Street, he got his chance, and as I said, he just hasn't really. I don't think he has really fit too well. He hasn't looked awful, but there have definitely been a few moments where you watch him play, and he just kind of looks out of place. You can point to the goal that never should have been a goal in Arizona, where he was just completely outmuffled by Steve Downey. They leaned shoulders, and he just crumbled. And even last game on the goal from Brendan Gallagher, he just kind of stood at the side of the net going, looked very unsure of what he should have been doing. So this is a guy, it's not a bad idea to go get there. As far as other guys that in the AHL that probably aren't getting the call, you would immediately look to Joey Hischen, who's not getting the call up. But honestly, I kind of feel like Wagner's a better fit for a fourth line banger anyways.
Right, because we're looking for energy and we're looking for physical. I feel like our best games are where we either match or exceed the other team's physical play.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And one of the big mantras right now that WoW has been pushing for a while now is simplicity. And when you get a guy who plays this type of game, the name of that game is simplicity. You go and you go, you forecheck hard, you crash the defenseman, you bang bodies, you crash the net, and you just get the puck to the net. And that's exactly what WoW wants right now.
So do you think we'll see him in the next game?
I think so, absolutely. I think it's not unreasonable to think that maybe he might need a little bit to adjust, but the Avs don't play till Tuesday. He's probably already with the team. He'll get a practice tomorrow, and against Toronto, it's kind of a low risk situation. He'll be probably a fourth line guy anyway, so he won't be seeing that many minutes to begin with. So you might see him sheltered a little bit, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him at the lineup right away.
Not that I imagine it'll happen a lot, but is this a guy who can drop the gloves if need be?
If need be, yeah. I mean, when you got those types of guys that hit the way they do, you're going to have to stand up at some point. So there's a couple videos out there of him fighting, but again, his size may also put the situation where if he does lay a good lick on someone. He's not the biggest guy, so if there's a much larger guy that's coming after him, he's also not stupid.
I mean, he's not even as big as Cody McLeod, who seems like he's in a different weight class with some of the people he fights. So this definitely it's not his role on the team, but it's nice to know that if it came to it, he wouldn't be out of place or he wouldn't be at a complete loss right away.
Exactly. It's probably not the expectation for him. But again, those types of guys who are those type of energy guys are also the types that will stand up for their team. So you wouldn't be too much of a surprise. I mean, I'd have to say, like I said before, those types of guys that hit a lot and really throw their weight around, and he throws his weight around. At some point, you're gonna have to stand up.
So. Just a couple minutes, if you don't mind, to talk about the week coming up. I believe we have the same schedule, a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I think is what we have coming up. And we've won 3 of 3 games on the road, and that's pretty fantastic for a team that's been struggling. You think we can continue? Do you think we're going to keep playing that well?
I do think that that's something that can continue, definitely. I think that they have a very good chance of going into Toronto because Toronto is Toronto. But at the same time, it's the NHL, and anybody can beat anybody else on any given night. So it's going to be a thing where they have to continue with what's been successful for them. And that is that simple game. Get the puck to the net, drive the net, create that chaos, and get your scoring chances off of that. I mean, you've seen it fade the last few nights, the last 3 games, where they're just throwing everything at the net, going hard to the net, and they've been getting rewarded. The big, really tough ones are going to be Washington and Winnipeg, back to back to back like that. And all of those are incredibly talented teams, and with a lot of firepower. And in Winnipeg's case, a lot of weight to back up. The Avs are big enough now to stick with that, to stick with teams like that. They've just got to, again, like I said, stick with what's been working. Stick with their formula, and it's almost to the point where you can already look at this road trip and think that it's been a success. It's not quite as much of a success as we want to just yet. If they can keep it up, I think they can get there. I would expect them to do well against Toronto. They have a pretty positive history in Pittsburgh for whatever reason. They haven't lost in Pittsburgh in a while, and yeah, the team just needs to, like I said, keep at it.
Right, I mean, what else can you do? So there's a lot of opportunities from injuries or guys not playing well and call-ups, and I expect to see everybody out there, I mean, playing like it's their job that depends on it. And I think it might,
Definitely.
Depending on how things go.
Yeah, I mean, depending on who they're talking about. Now, I saw another thing today online where now NBC Sports is saying Tyson Berry could be on the trade block, which, I have no idea why that would be. There's been no rumblings of that from anyone. Anywhere. The Matt Duchene thing, I think, was wildly overblown, where, again, it was probably just Joe Sakic doing his due diligence as a GM. Guys whose jobs depend on things, I don't know how many of those there are. You could potentially have argued Farley, but he's on IR now. So it's maybe not quite as much of a deal for him. So, I mean,
third and fourth line guys, too. Guys, they're getting an opportunity. But, I mean, to stay on a third or fourth line in the NHL means that you're consistent and you're something that a coach can count on every night. And we've seen a lot of turnover in that area. So this is why I'm thinking that a guy like Everberg, how he plays now, can he stay in the lineup, that sort of thing, will absolutely predict his future when it comes to next year.
I would agree with that. I'm not entirely positive what his contract status is. I think he's restricted after next season. But yeah, I think you definitely bring up a good point. Some of those lower guys, Everberg has kind of struggled this year. He hasn't had quite that magic touch, and Martinson hasn't been pretty impressive the first couple games up.
With mustache, he's pretty amazing so far.
He's a big fella, and he can skate. He picked up his first NHL point in Montreal, and has really been a very physical force and exactly what they've needed in his particular spot.
I don't think he stopped smiling either since he got here. Every time I see that guy, he's having a good time, and I like that. That's contagious.
Absolutely. I mean, guys like that who dream about playing in the best league and that in the world, that's the NHL, and you know, they just don't know if they're going to make it there or not. And yeah, have had faith in him, and he's rewarded them so far.
And there it is, my friends. Everything that you need to know about our new acquisition off of waivers, Chris Wagner. So the Avalanche continue to upgrade, tweak, modify, and become a better depth team, which is very important because the depth of your team has a lot to do with how far you're going to go in the postseason, assuming you get to the postseason. But for now, we've made things a little bit better, and we've made it that much easier on our 1 and 2 lines because now they know they have some people who can be on the ice and won't be a detriment to them. Little by little, piece by piece, we'll do this. Special thanks to Kevin Goff for coming on the show. Find him, as always, on Twitter at @BRGBrigadeKevin. It's the best place to keep track of him and everything that he's up to. This show is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Awesome shirts for awesome people. You should check them out. absfam.com. Until we meet again, stay awesome.